Hello, patient 24682.
I'm sorry. Hello? How are.
How are you feeling?
Not great.
Has the treatment been working?
No, I don't think so. No.
What are your remaining symptoms?
Just. I internalize my feelings a lot. I have trouble articulating how I am feeling to other people. I feel like I just.
Blah, blah, blah. You're such a fucking pussy.
Very mature, disembodied voice way up there.
Just messing around, you bozo. Problem's simple. Your emotion and logic are at war.
Okay.
Your creativity and analysis are at war, and you most simply, your left and right brain are at war.
My left and my.
To fix the problem, you must separate them from each other, splitting your neurological functions in five,
Can we book an
four,
appointment or something?
three,
Just don't
two,
counting down for a major
one.
medical.
This may hurt a
I
bit.
don't know what it
Zero.
is.
Isolation complete. This is BOS, left brain, objective, logic cooled, analytic, aware of patterns, aware of trends. He's efficient and a prick. This is BOS, right brain, subject, creative, sensory, aware of feelings, aware of people. He's emotional and an idiot.
That's your
Okay,
opinion, so just be
later.
careful with opinions.
I am the left brain, I am the left brain, I work really hard till my inevitable death brain. You got a job to do, you better do it right, in the right way, is with the left brain's might.
I like Oreos and pussy, yeah.
Yes, in that order.
And I cried for at least an hour after watching Toy Story 3.
What a.
Because I am the right
Na na na
brain.
na na.
I have feelings.
Na-na-na-na-na.
I'm a little all over the place, but I'm lustful and trustful, and I'm just looking for somebody to love or put my penis in.
Here comes a female, here comes a female. Puff your chest out, take out your phone and check your email. Our evolutionary purpose is repopulate, so gather data now to see if she's a possible mate.
Holy fuck! I think she might be the one. There's something about her. I can't just describe it.
Hits.
I am the earth, she's the glorious sun. I want her to trust me. I just want her to say, how do I say this? Sit on my face. Just sit on my face.
All right, brain, you're being insane.
No left brain. I'm just being alive. You should try it. You might like it.
I worked hard to give him everything he cared about, while you were worried about things that he was scared about. I'm cool and collected when you act wild. I am the adult, you are the child.
You think you're the right one every time. You think you know everything, but you don't know anything at all. Half of the problems were supposed to be mine, but you wanted everything. I hope that you're happy, 'cause he's sure not.
Well, according to my calculations, I'm sorry, let me run the numbers again. Yeah, you're a pussy.
Name calling, really? You're just gonna do name calling?
I'm not name calling. All right, I'm just stating facts, and the fact is, you're a quivering pussy.
I'm the pussy. Well, at least I don't play with toys still, okay?
Rubik's Cubes are not toys. They keep my spatial reasoning skills sharp.
Left brain plays with toys. Look at you, Mister. You're a toy player.
Well, at least I did my fucking job, all right? I kept him working. I kept him productive. I kept him. You were supposed to look after him through all this, and now you're trying to blame me for how he's feeling. How he's feeling. If he's unhappy right now, it's because you failed him. You did this to him. He hates you. I know he does. He fucking hates you. Right brain, look. I'm sorry, okay?
No, you're not.
Look, maybe there's something that we could do together.
Together?
Take the best parts of both of us, put them together.
I'm listening.
It'll let you let your feelings out. It'll let me analyze so you can man the themes. I'll man the forms. It's something that George Carlin did. It's something that Steve Martin did. It's something special that we could both perform. Do you know what it is?
Juggling, we could juggle and juggle our cares away.
It was comedy. You. Fuck it. We could do comedy together. Initiation reassembly. All right, Rayburn, we're going to do comedy together. We got to do comedy together.
All right, Left Brain, I'll do comedy with you.
Look, we could fix him like this. We can make him happy again, I promise. All right? 5, 4, 3.
Left Brain, I love you.
I know. Experimenting complete. Jesus, that was awful.
Yeah, it was. Oh,
where the fuck
guys.
Was, like, experimented complete on this list of lines?
Very bottom.
Like,
anyway, so that terrible. Was Left and Right Brain by Bo Burnham. So we thought we should do an introduction. And what's worse than...
That one was pretty down.
Two people that can't sing.
Yeah.
Trying to sing. And I'm not going to lie, that was probably the worst thing I've ever heard.
That was god-awful.
Okay. You know what?
John, I don't think you have a say in it, because we had, like, 3 minutes to do this, because you're like, hello, I'm going to go from my phone to my Xbox to my phone. Oh, actually, I got to make a Skype account.
Yeah, listen, here's exactly how this happened. John was like, I really want to be a guest, so we're like, all right, we'll put you on as, you know, in the podcast. And then he messed up really, really bad. Like, he's like, oh, I have to download Skype. It's like, dude, we're doing this now. He's like, oh, just give me a minute, I'm going to download it. So he downloads it. And we put him in the call, and then he's like, hey guys, am I too quiet? I might have to, you know, go to my Xbox. And we're like, all right, I guess, but we got to hurry because we got to practice this. By the way, that song back there, no practice at all. That was, you know why that was no practice at all? Because it's the worst guest we've ever had in podcast history.
Oh.
Wait, what do you mean the two that we've had?
You mean the two that we had? Yeah, that was pretty good. No, what I mean is in the entire podcasts, in the entire world,
of everywhere,
there was not a single song entrance that was worse than that.
Probably. Sorry, but
fine
you
with that.
Get,
it's cool.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what? They're going to get a lot of it, so strap in.
Yeah.
Shut up.
If you guys don't get
that
reference.
Better get, like, a fucking, like...
reference.
If you guys don't get that reference, get, like, you guys will get it later on.
Anyway, well... John then proceeded to switch to his Xbox and switch back to his, you know, phone. And that took a major chunk of time, the time that we were supposed to be discussing everything. So we gave him a rundown of the rules, and I said, look, John, we have to be completely focused on the podcast the entire time. So what I mean by this is you don't play any games on the Xbox, don't play on your phone, just be contributing to the conversation.
So wait. Do you mind if I check Twitter real quick?
Oh my gosh, John, no!
No, John! Well, actually, as Ian was, like, explaining that to him, we hear these, like, clickings. We just hear this. If you could probably hear that, because we fucking could. And we're just like, John, what are you doing? He's like, oh, just playing on my Xbox.
Yeah.
He's like, John!
Like, John.
No!
He's like, I was like, why are you playing on your Xbox? Because I can. John, I legit, before I loaded into this, I just got The Division. It just finished downloading.
Oh, really?
I don't want to do anything else right now but play it, and, of course, do the podcast, but I really want to play that right now. You know what? Important things come first, John. Important things.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't agree because you tried to play the Xbox.
It's all
crayons! I'm going to play crayons! He loads up a game, Crayon Warfare 3.
Warfare 3, guys.
Call of Spoons.
Get it now.
Call of Spoons.
speaking of, Modern Warfare, like, you know, basically, like, franchise, I remember I was talking with Brett, who we had last time. I was talking with him, like, 8th grade, when MW3 was, like, coming out. I'm like, man,
history.
I can't wait for, like, you know, like, MW, like, 23 or something. He's like, well, oh, yeah, it'll be so much fun. The graphics are going to be unreal. And then, like, you know, like, about a month ago, me and Brett were like, hey, let's hop on MW3 for a second. Went into a server. Everything was, like, was made out of Play-Doh. It was just, like, ew. He literally got in the server and instantly left. Like, we were in the match for, like, maybe, like, 30 seconds. We're like, ew, this is disgusting.
I'm done.
Else. GTA 5, here we come.
Can I say that I laughed in the middle of your story and I apologize, but I looked over and I got a random Snapchat from Joey. He He apparently drew a Nazi sign on his ceiling and sent it to me.
I told John to do that because he needed something to do. Because he can't apparently just, like,
yeah, he can't apparently just sit there and talk.
No, Ian, basically, I went downstairs, all right, before the podcast, and I got a whole bunch of lines of staples, all right? You know, like, those giant lines that you put in staplers?
Oh, my God.
All right, so I'm taking every staple apart, and I'm just going to make a whole bunch of Nazi signs out of staples.
They're called swastikas.
Whatever, I'm going to put a whole bunch of swastikas around.
If they're pointing to the left, they're good luck. If they're pointing to the right, it's bad, I do believe.
When I was
judge me on
that. I was sitting here listening to your story, Joey, and I looked down at my desk, and I have a line of staples from Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah, I accidentally took those from Bree. I put them in my pocket because we were fixing the stapler, and I just never gave him the staples back.
He came into my house and was like, huh, I have staples. Threw them down on my desk and just sat down, and we played Fallout 4.
No, I didn't even throw them on the desk. I think I threw them in the trash can, or I threw them on, like, your cabinet.
It was definitely on my desk.
I don't fucking know. But
I didn't dig through
like,
my trash for staples. Oh, my God.
Ow.
Anyway, well... Joey, I'm sorry.
No, I don't even know what I was going to say. Go ahead, Ian.
Right, good job. Well, last podcast, Joey was kind of shy towards the end, but was kind of ashamed of that, so he wrote down a bunch of things that we're going to talk about. Joey, if you'd like to give us the first...
Oh, really?
I'm going to start you off big, buddy.
All right, so the first question is, what is the funniest movie you guys have ever seen?
Step Brothers.
Deadpool.
Deadpool? No, Deadpool's a close second.
Yeah, Deadpool was good.
Step Brothers was
Deadpool
pretty
good. Was real good.
Hey, do you have your ball sack on my drum set? No, my favorite part is, like, he comes upstairs, he's like, you touched my drum set? I didn't touch your drum set. Why are you sweating? I was watching Cops. I know that's not true, because Cops doesn't come on until 4.
Oh.
What just dropped, Joey?
That would be my phone, because I was laughing too hard.
It sounded like tin.
So yeah, there's a new comedy movie coming out with Seth Rogen, and it's like animated and
of course
I can't remember the name of it, but well, that's the thing. It's supposed to be like the trailer started off as like a harmless child movie, and then it just like spirals into like a food horror movie, like their food, and then they're just all getting like horribly destroyed because you know, they're getting eaten, and like you gotta watch the trailer. I can't remember the name of it, but just look it up.
Sounds
like
super
weird.
Yeah, it's funny.
I typed in Seth Rogen animated movie and Kung Fu Panda came up.
Doesn't Jack Black do that?
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute. I think they need to check their sources.
It says Seth Rogen animated movies, Kung Fu Panda 3 and Kung Fu Panda 2.
No, type in upcoming animated movie.
I'm not going to do that. I've lost interest, John.
Oh. The funniest movie I've probably ever seen was either Ted 2 or Deadpool.
Really? Ted 2?
Yes.
That's your line?
Really?
Joey.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's so lame. Compared to Ted 1? Come on,
no,
man.
No, no.
The first one was the best.
Only reason I think it's funny is because all of the hashtags they used are, and then the freaking weed farm that Ted drives the car into
the
bar.
Dick bong. The dick
bong.
Yeah.
The dick
really
bong.
The dong bong.
Shut up, Jeffrey. I really enjoyed in Ted 1 whenever he had Ted in the bag and he's like, oh, I hear that fat kid running. Is the fat kid running? I bet it's hilarious.
It sounds like me running.
Oh, John.
Oh, this Mackenzie over there.
Oh. Okay, but no, listen. That has to go. That has to go trending on Twitter now. Hashtag the dong bong.
Hashtag the dong bong.
Yes.
If the movie was still a big thing, like there'd be an attempt, but no, it's like Tattoo like came out and everybody's like, yeah, like when it came out, you know, there's always hype for a new movie that comes out.
Except
most of the
sucked.
Time. Unless it's like some just like shit
Triple
movie
nine.
That didn't even have a trailer.
Triple nine.
Triple nine.
So guys, Batman v Superman comes out in like a couple of days.
Oh god, that's just one of the other stupid ones.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
I'd rather go see the new Captain America movie.
Oh my god, Civil War looks so cool.
Yes,
I know, and Spider-Man's in it.
Spider-Man looks kind of animated, but I like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like
he
James,
also kind
like
of looks. Suit kind of looks derpy.
Yeah.
No,
and
I
he
like
sounds. He sounds like a fetus.
Well, that's
guys. No, it's not Spider-Man anymore. It's Spooderman.
A Spooderman. Yeah.
Spooderman.
Oh, throwback Spooderman. To
2009. Yeah, come on.
No.
Throwback to 2009.
That's
oh, like
I'm sure when I was
we
big.
We were all like fetuses basically back then. No, not really, but like
not really.
We didn't do shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
I had iFunny at the time, and Spooderman was still. I think he's still all over there.
I don't know.
No, not. Go, Joe.
No. You were carrying on with the conversation.
Okay, so can we talk about me and John's failed enterprise?
Oh God, what a wreck!
Okay, so we. do you know what I'm going to talk about?
Yeah, I know what you're going to talk about.
Okay, what am I going to talk about?
King Jokers.
Yep. Anyway, so I walk into play practice, because me and John are, as you can see, we don't really sing, but we like to do the musical. I get mostly speaking parts, not, you know, dialogue, or not, you know, vocal. I'm mostly just dialogue. John came up to me and said, listen, Ian, it's time we delete our iFunny accounts and move on to a greener pasture. We should start an enterprise, and we're going to come up with a name. We're going to do this. And I was like, shh, awesome. So we did. We started the enterprise. I'm actually on the account right now. We have quite a few pictures. But 4 subscribers. And our bio is, welcome to King Jokers. This account is run by 2 funny individuals. We will post daily.
Not funny at all.
Just come and enjoy yourself.
Oh, geez, that sounds like a porn.
The last time we
yeah.
posted.
Come and enjoy
was,
yourself.
Oh my God, 10 days ago.
Oh, really? I think that might have been me.
Yeah, John made these crappy photoshopped pictures.
Yeah, John.
Like, they were horrible. It was like One Direction, and like, you know, it has all the guys' face, or like bodies, but then photoshopped on one is Jared, photoshopped on the other is Bill Cosby, and next is like John Cena for some reason. And another is Michael Jackson.
What? Okay.
And then it's
why
Jerry Sandusky.
Like,
I thought he was doing like the pedophile thing.
Yeah,
why
that's
is John
what it was.
Cena on there.
It's not John Cena, it's Ben Roethlisberger.
It looks like John Cena.
Oh
no, it's Ben.
It looks
Ben.
Like John Cena.
Oh, okay.
John okay. Cena. John Cena and Ben Roethlisberger secretly brothers.
No.
Conspiracy
by the way,
theory?
Those got 4 likes.
By the 4 subscribers.
Yeah,
the best.
Yeah, probably.
I think the most likes we've ever had on that was whenever we had the Frosted Flakes Vine, and that got like 115, I think.
Yeah, then we didn't get featured.
Yeah, and I was pretty dismayed.
John would always go and find vines and post, but I would always like go into the collectives and think of a funny caption. And I was telling John he needed to post because he would go weeks without doing anything. I'd get salty at him and be like, John, you were the one that made me delete my account and go into this, and you're not doing anything for it. And he's like, he told me, I'm just not original enough to think of a caption.
I hate whenever I'll post something, and then like I'll be scrolling through the feature like 2 days later, and I'll see something, and I'll be like, oh! And then I'll like click on who made it, and I'm like, oh, it's not us. It's never us. It'll never be us.
Yeah.
We're, like, it's impossible. There's no way.
Yeah.
Being featured on this hard. Guys, oh, sorry. Did I show you guys the, you know, the one, there was a movie about it, like, you know, what's his name? That giant gorilla that climbs the Empire State Building.
King Kong?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
my God,
so
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, do you have the
dance?
Are you okay?
Sorry, of course.
How do you forget that? That's like saying you don't know who Mario is.
Wait, who? Hold
my
on.
My bad. Okay.
You're not putting this down right away, Jeffrey.
Why shove it full of a deep, deep dish pizza?
Throwback to our last podcast. What?
Wow.
You know, never again.
I loved that podcast. It was cool.
Yeah.
Did I show you guys this vine where it's like, you know, SpongeBob and Patrick like shooting at So if you guys haven't seen this, I'll at least let you listen to it. It's funny as fuck.
I haven't seen this.
Imagine King Kong movie playing in the background and just this lyrics.
Okay.
It's so good. And at that point, whenever he's like...
As, like, Sunshine's going, Patrick, no! Like, he comes up and just fucking swats their plane out of the sky.
Oh, that is probably one of the most amazing things
Patrick,
I've ever seen.
Patrick, no! Then the plane's just destroyed. Like, all hope is gone.
It just gets gone.
So oh, good.
I got anything for the truck.
Joey?
Yeah?
No, John, come on, man. All right, Joey, next topic, please.
All right. Hold on. Wait. Yeah, okay, I got one. What would be the easiest and the hardest to give up? Books, TV, music, or movies?
I want to be honest, I don't really read that much. Buy books.
Okay, so that would be the easiest for you to give up. What would be the hardest?
I don't know. I feel like music gets me, like, through my day-to-day. Like, if I'm bored, I just throw on some music.
Okay.
I don't know, because TV, I don't really watch that much TV, but it's, like, one of those things, if it was taken away from me, I'd be like, ah, I want to watch the new Moderation Family.
Yeah.
It's called Modern Family, but, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's really hard for me. I'm not even going to lie. Because, I mean, probably the easiest would be books, because I don't read that much, but, like, I do read, like, comic books and graphic novels, so, like, I would miss that, but I think movies would be the hardest, because I thoroughly enjoy movies.
Yeah, me, Jeffrey, Bree, and Brett all have a movie squad, and we go see movies.
Yeah, basically, like, we all went to see Deadpool together.
We all
and then
were,
I was
shitty
the next weekend, and they went to go see Triple Nine, and then Triple Nine
you missed
Dong,
the best thing ever.
So they went into Deadpool.
Yeah. The time we messed up with the...
You guys...
I'm not going to describe the last podcast to you. Listen to it. I showed you where the link
is. Oh, I thought you were referring to the movies.
Well, we were, but we mentioned it in our last podcast.
Oh, okay.
If it would be...
The hardest thing for me to give up has to be my tunes. You guys constantly see me with them.
Oh my god, yeah. Jeffrey has headphones on literally every second of every day. And he can have a perfectly good conversation. Usually when people, like, you're trying to have a conversation with people with headphones and they're like, what? Jeffrey's like, Jeffrey leads the conversation. And he, like, put his headphones on my head. It is just blaring dubstep.
Oh my god, they're so loud. It's crazy. Like, I was like
hey, it's not always dubstep. I don't always listen to dubstep.
I had never heard of the company Bose, which is, like, the headphone that Jeffrey, like, you know,
yeah,
he
I actually
wears.
Wanted to buy one of those headphones, but then I was like,
So, like,
yeah,
I,
but then they're, like, $200, you know?
I was, like maybe in the summer.
I was, like, poked fun of them because I thought it was, like, some off-brand. But then, like, I put them on, and, like, they were really good.
They're comfy AF, yeah.
Oh, my God, they're nice.
I just wanted to, ow.
What about you, Joey? You thought of the question.
I the hardest thing for me to give up would probably be whatever it's called, TV, because right now I always watch TV. All right, like, if you guys, obviously you guys don't know me, but, well, some of you do, but, like, right now I have a countdown for every Supernatural episode that's coming out, and then right now I'm watching Flash,
which is an amazing series, by the way.
It's
amazing. Listen, the genius thing behind Flash is that, you know, some episodes do the long-term thing, example that Breaking Bad, where everything's important.
Oh my
some
God,
episodes,
I love Breaking Bad.
Yeah, we know. And so, some episodes do,
just
like...
Just kicking ass.
Just, no, like, some episodes, or some series, sorry, are just, you know, this episode we're dealing with this problem, and they're probably not going to have... They're going to have little to no correlation with each other in the long run. Flash perfectly combines them both.
I know.
Oh.
Like, I don't even know about
it's
that.
It's like, first you, like, this episode he's dealing with this metahuman, but then it's also this big mystery of the yellow guy, and it just blows your freaking mind. So, right now, I don't care where you are, if you're in Gahana, I want you to go on your Netflix, go to Flash, enjoy yourself for about 3 years.
Yeah, really. All right. But
no, I binged that in a weekend.
Okay. I don't want to spoil anything, but who here is watching it right now?
I finished it.
I'm not in it yet. I haven't started it yet, but I'm going to, because clearly that's something we're going to have to discuss.
Oh, John, I was going to...
We can discuss The Walking Dead.
I don't watch that, so...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Joey.
How's that life that you don't own?
Jeez.
I mean, I used to. All right, I used to watch it every Sunday whenever it came out, all right? But I missed one episode. And I
oh,
was
you
like,
just fell behind. Yeah.
I was like, I'm never watching it again. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm never watching it again.
Yeah, that's the struggle. I have a
love-hate relationship with that show. It's either really good one week and then just horrible the next. Like, it can't find a happy medium, and I missed that.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped watching, last year.
They got kind of...
And I was able to just binge.
Yeah, they got afraid to kill characters.
I know, and I hate that. They let the fans run it. Like, you know, what happened to The Walking Dead we once knew? They weren't
that's
afraid
why
to kill anyone.
That's because
the fans would probably, like, riot the studios and fucking kill them all or something.
Exactly.
Like,
you're not wrong.
If it's in America, they're basically dead. Because everybody's just going to come up with M4s just da-da-da-da-da in the air.
Say, you killed Carl.
No, Carl would never die.
Oh my god, I thought they were... Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I knew
what?
As soon as he got shot, I was like, yeah, he's not dead.
I'll rip whoever hasn't seen that episode yet. Way to go, Ian.
I mean, back in the original, you know, the, like, beginning episodes when that hunter guy shot him, yeah.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, Mr. Krabs.
Mr. Krabs.
An amazing binding.
Hey, welcome to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's.
Delicious, dude.
Welcome to Never Again.
If you've never had Moe's, I sincerely encourage you to just...
How have you not had Moe's? If you haven't been to Moe's, it's just basically like a build-your-own taco place, and they aren't pussies like how they can be at Chipotle. You could be like, give me some of that guacamole. Like, they take, like, the biggest spatula that they can fucking find and just plop it onto your burrito or your taco. Unlike Chipotle, they'll take this, like, you know, like, freaking quarter teaspoon and, like, fill it up halfway and then put it on and be like, you need more? No, just, like, freaking dig in. Just take some of that guacamole.
You know, like, people always make fun of Taco Bell for, like, you know, messing up your stomach. But I went to Moe's once with, I think you were there, Ian.
With John.
Whenever I went. Yeah, with John.
Yeah.
And, but Moe's messed me up real bad.
Moe's never messed me up. You must have crappy immune system. Immune system.
No, because you see the way I eat. It's, like, it's bad.
Can I interrupt you real quick to bring you something that Jeffrey sent me on Snapchat that I saved because it's hilarious? Me and Jeffrey were just having a conversation, and he's like, to the kitchen! He says, Albert Einstein once said, I don't know what weapons will be fought with in World War III, but World War V will be fought with sticks and stones.
World War IV! It's IV. That's
yeah, my B. Let me restart that. Shut up, John. You didn't even know how to set up a podcast, or let alone set up Skype. I don't want to hear your shit. Einstein said, I don't know what weapons will be fought. We will fight with for World War III, but World War IV, we fought with sticks and stones. And he said, World War III is currently being fought in my microwave.
So the story behind that is, I accidentally fell asleep, and so, you know, like, naps, like, I'm bad at napping. Like, some people would, like, nap, you know, 2 hours. I nap for 5 hours.
Jesus, Jeffrey.
Like, I come home and, like, I watch a YouTube video, and I'm just like, I'm gonna rest my eyes for a bit. And then I'll just wake up, iPod's dead, and it's just like, wow, this is bad. So I went out and went to go make leftovers, and I saw we had a hot sausage. I was like, fuck yeah. And so, you know, there's tomato sauce in it, and so you have to nuke it, or else it doesn't, like, the outside edge would be warm, the inside would be cold, and it's bad. So I literally put it in for 10 minutes.
Jeffrey, please stop real quick. Just 1 second.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah?
I heard those buttons tapping.
What buttons?
Fucking
I don't...
You.
You're fucking dead.
I don't own any buttons.
You're a great
Anyhow,
guest.
I'll continue my story and we'll closely listen in for button sounds.
Oh, John.
Anyhow. So, yeah, I put it in for 10 minutes. It's done. Well, it's not done, but, like, you know, I hear it cooking inside my microwave, you know, and I pull it out and it just, you know, it just sounds like frickin' World War II with, like, you know, mustard gas just flying around in there.
Nova
gas. I whip it out, and it's in, like, now, like, it's not even like the plastic. I had it in a plastic container. Like, I'm surprised the plastic container didn't melt because it's just like heat in my hands. So I'm like dash into my room, just like shoo, run into my room with like World War III just happening in the dish. Run into my room. I plop it on my desk and I run back out. I go get some hot dog buns to get the sausages on, and then, you know, just chow down.
Chow down, yo.
Yeah. Chow down on the bodies of, you know, World War III tomato veterans.
You know, back whenever I was first getting to know Jeffrey, when we were friends, I sat down at the table, and him and Brett, because I've known Brett for years before him, he went up to a camp that I go up to, and we hang out there a lot. Well, Jeffrey sat down, and Brett sat down, and they were talking, and he said, yeah, we have our own language. Like, yeah, no you don't. And then I said, oh yeah, what's your word for yes in your language? And they both looked at each other and turned it to me and went, yee!
Yee!
I know you guys...
And it was so oddly simultaneous, which was, like, the best part.
Because Jeffrey always says yee. Like, literally, it's infectious. Now every time I text anyone, I'm like, yee. I'm like, you get
yeah,
me
I know,
homework.
You text me that. I'm just like, oh my god, eat.
Yeah, you did that. You did that to me, like, whenever you were angrily ranting about Skype. You said it should be on ye phone. Like, come on,
I did. I sent him an all caps text. I said, let me pull it up. Because John was having the downs, he's like, first off, he was like, I told him, you gotta add Joey because, you know, mine isn't working right now. And I told him Joey's username, and he's like, it's still coming up. I said, try this one. He said, okay. What's your contact name? He has boy in his name. B-O-I. And then randomly asked me where Joey lives, because that's a thing.
And wait, what?
He's like, hey, does Joey live in this area? I'm like, I don't add him. I said, you're added. Join the call. He says, how do I turn Skype off? My Xbox is still connected to that. I said, turn off your Xbox. I said, you should be able
Whoa!
I said, you should be able to join the call on your phone. I did, call me back. I said, John, there's a group button that you could just hit to join.
I could not find that anywhere.
Could not find it anywhere. Maybe open up your eyes a little bit. And dingle futz, I swear to God, how are we friends?
I don't know.
You know how Dante gets really upset at you whenever you act stupid?
Yeah.
Currently being Dante right now.
I'm currently salt at Dante right now. What? I don't think I'll ever be, like, not salt at Dante.
Why? The managers don't really like Dante.
Yeah.
Explain.
He's a fucking rat.
He's always like, go into the manager closet and look what they're doing.
Oh.
It's always just unnecessary.
Yeah. That's a fair statement.
Dude, no, listen, when Maddie came into the manager's...
I thought you were done.
Was it today? I thought I was dead.
Oh, yeah, we thought you were gone.
Listen, let me explain that story. So, our band director, KK, he wasn't here today, and...
Who is the Roastmaster, by the way.
Yeah, means we could just do whatever. We kind of just, you know, hang out. But anyway, Joey's like...
Band managers, anyhow.
Yeah, Joey walked in and was like, yo, I'm just going to chill with you guys. I said, well, we have to do a little bit of work, but then we're hanging out. But the drum majors were like, no, we're going to play today. I was like, Joey, wait, you forgot your trumpet. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go hide that real quick. And he hit it, and we were taking inventory of, like, stuff in the sync room. And Maddie walked in and said, why is this door closed? It's not supposed to be closed. We were like, well, you know.
Trying to focus.
Yeah. Trying to focus,
you know,
on counting.
If Alyssa wasn't in there, I would have really made an argument with that.
Live too.
Anyway. John, there's a mute button, you know?
I
don't
John,
care
who
if
is
you
that?
Your mom.
Yeah, so if you want to go... Real quick. No, you want to go... Real quickly, you can mute yourself and do that.
Oh, my bad.
I currently hate that you're playing video games right now.
Anyway. I'm not.
Maddie walked in and was like, what are you doing in here? To Joey. And Joey's like, I saved you. I was like, he forgot his instrument. And she was like, well, you should still be sitting out there with your, you know, classmates. Joey's like, I'd rather be doing work than nothing. She, like, gave him this glare to see if Joey would, like, break and be like, all right, I'll go. But he didn't, and he stood strong. She's like,
I did.
Fine. then just walked out.
And
then she turned around at us and said, "You need to keep this door exactly like this."
Okay. Ian's like, please, a little more. Exactly like this. God, she turned, like, so evil. Like, I thought she was such a nice person.
She
but
is.
No, she's like...
Maddie's really cool, but she just wanted to keep, you know, things in order. I understand it.
I did. I do, but, like, I was like, see, I don't want to go out there.
Joey has to sit by this one girl. She's nasty.
Oh, rip.
Yeah. Ripper.
Wasn't the one that wanted you about her?
Yeah.
She's like,
why?
I have to show you something inappropriate. And all she did was talk about what she was going to do with her boyfriend, because Joey cares.
I don't care. That's the thing. Like, I don't... Leave me alone. I'm an innocent young child.
I just shield his ears. Oh, me and Joey are pole vultures, by the way. And if you live in our area... Did I say pole vaulting wrong? Probably did. Anyway, well, there was, like, it was really windy and pretty chilly. This asshole wore a tank top. He looked like a classic douchebag.
Come on,
like,
Joey.
This is what. If you're a lady and you brought Joey home to your mom, she would be like, "Yeah, you aren't dating that faggot." Just leave.
Joey just has that look to him.
You had that look to you.
John.
Don't insult my boy.
Oh, I feel sad now. I may just, you know, I don't know, change.
It's okay, Joey. We'll always love you.
Exactly.
Okay. I will always love you unless you disappoint
unless
me.
Unless you become a Dante.
I will never become a Dante.
Or Dante.
Not even
Dante's
here to defend
cool.
himself.
Yeah,
Dante was so swag, you know.
I just don't like that he tries to tell on us all the time.
Have you seen this man?
We're back to last podcast, even though John didn't listen to it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's alright.
And you should listen to all of our stuff. We're going to come out with merchandise. With a
shirt
that says, "I hate John."
John is a fuck.
All of our shirts should be anti-John.
No, we have to have one that says yeet.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be a proper one.
Be like, do you want? No. We could make a shirt that says. We definitely should. We should make a shirt that says, "Do you watch Pittsburgh's Midnight Comedians?"
Yee.
Hey, that'd be nice.
Okay.
Here we are, only two podcasts in, and we're already selling t-shirts.
By the way, coming out with trying to, like, you know, we're three of us are making a logo, and we're all gonna decide on.
Oh, by the way, looks so
sweet.
We can put that logo on a shirt. I definitely would want that.
I would.
Two podcasts in.
I would buy that. Yeah, like
2K17 coming out with shirts and logo.
I feel like we'd have to sell like things no one else sells. We should sell rugs.
You know what I can do? Part? No, Ian. You know what I can do? I can get a hold of people and I can just sell my parents.
We should get
we'll just brand your parents with PMC on the back.
Yeah.
Stamp? Yeah. Just put a stamp on their forehead.
Joey's parents.
Ian.
Part of the PMC.
Yeah, we'll just go to like whatever it's called. Oh, crap, what are they called? We'll just go to conventions, right, and have our own booth. No, we'll go to conventions to have our own booth and have our own stamps instead of signing stuff. We'll just be like, right on their forehead. Never wash that again.
If we do ever have a booth, we should just sit there. Calm down. Do you hear John's mic?
Okay, sorry, dang. Sorry, dang.
All right.
No one's going to listen to you breathing. Get off the porn.
I'll start
sitting. Did you see a Big Mac? I swear to God, John just saw a Big Mac and he's like.
Oh my God.
The mic doesn't have to be in your mouth, John. Chill.
Okay, so wait.
Don't okay me. I know what I'm doing. You don't.
We're selling our merchandise to the maximum of 20 people listening.
John, I don't think we're ever going to sell merchandise. We're just saying. Okay?
All right, dang.
Oh my God, I hate you.
I hate you.
Here's to never being on the podcast again.
Hey! Crayon!
John's gonna be like, "Hey, when are we podcasting again?"
Be like,
whenever
you
can
you?
Find me
never.
300 spoons.
I could, like, go out and buy a pack of those at Walmart any day I want.
No, actually, let's make it even better. Go on Fallout 4 and collect 300 spoons.
There's no way.
Me and Jeffrey
did. Humanly powerful.
Oh, humanly poppable?
There's no way it's possible. But thanks to my Xbox, which is in my hand right now, and
wait, you're holding your Xbox?
Oh my god, John, I'm gonna drive over there. I'm gonna drive through your front door with an F-350. Then I'm gonna, like, whip it around, go from the tailgate, and then also whip that in.
I have the
I'm
Division
come out of the
currently.
With, like, a fucking, Division's RPG. I'm just gonna go whoosh, whoosh, and just freaking blow up your room.
The Division is a huge game, and I just got it. All right, and you're sitting there. What are you playing right now? What are you playing?
Fallout.
Fallout 4.
Yes.
I didn't think you had that. I thought you were too poor.
Ian.
Sorry, that was just insulting.
No, it was good.
Good job.
Don't be sympathetic.
I'm not
don't weak. Be sympathetic.
Comedy that comes with a price. You lose your feelings in this world.
John,
it's going to be
okay.
The lowest graded podcast ever, because everyone's going to be like, we're going to put, like, because we always do the featuring in the bottom, so everyone's going to be like, featuring, like, if we ever bring him back for another one, everyone's going to read at the bottom. Featuring Ian, oh, I like him. Featuring Jeffrey, oh, I like him. Featuring Joey, yeah, he's
oh,
cool.
I love him.
Yeah, and then featuring John. Yep, not watching it.
Well, there's that fucking kid again. And next one.
All he's going to do is breathe heavily in the mic, tap button, and laugh stupidly.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
God, this podcast has just been insulting John.
Wow.
Yeah, really. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Can we name them, the podcast?
We can.
Like, yeah.
Just calling letting me do.
Name this one insulting John. Just solely.
Do you guys hear that? Do you guys hear that? It's time for a segment.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, so I decided
I'm not ready for this.
I'm going to make segments. All right, so basically, I'm going to pick on two people, John and Joey.
Yeah, oh, wait a minute.
Joey, I actually didn't have this idea until I told him, hey, I'm going to have a segments in the show, so just be ready. And then Joey looked at me, or he didn't look at me, but he said, please, God, don't make me rap. And I was like, hey, that'd be funny.
No! No!
Joey, drop a diss on John. I'm going to give you 4 seconds to compare both of your raps, all right?
Oh, five. Wait, hold on. No,
I'm
going
to give you 5 seconds. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to compare a rap, make a rap, and then drop it on each other. Five.
Wait, is Joey
four.
Going first?
You know what? First. Just for that comment, John, you are. Five, four, three, two, one. John, go.
Yo, Joey, you're mentally slowy, and you know that you just lost.
Wow.
Wow.
No, there's
wow.
No.
Wow.
Ooh.
Joey, are you okay, not coming back for another podcast?
On our shirt. Oh. Joey is mentally slowly. Oh.
Yo, there's no way I can come back from that.
Joey, you have to. Five, four, three, two, drop it, Joey.
What? You know what, John? I don't even give a crap because I don't suck dick like your mom used to. I don't know. I'm scared.
That was worse than our song.
Joey got,
I didn't,
like,
think that was possible.
I expected John to be like,
Quit on.
I could not come back
Joey
from that,
Joey's nipples
though.
Are purple.
Joey, you're mentally slow. Wow. Joey, you want a hug, dude?
Yeah.
Go on.
I'm just gonna go drink some bleach right now. I'll be back.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's
speaking of speaking of drinking, before the podcast, we all get water, make sure we're all comfortable so we can just sit here and talk.
I'm out
I
of
was like,
water right now.
I actually still have water, and I sent you guys a picture of how much water I had.
Yeah, Ian had like a tablespoon of water.
I'm still living on a prayer currently. Jeffrey has enough to feed Africa, to make Africa not thirsty anymore.
I had this like 40-ounce like cup, and turns out it was dirty.
Ew.
So I only had, like, the one, like, little cup.
Wait, do you guys hear that?
Oh, God, it's
time for another segment.
Segment.
Who am I going to pick on? Joey, you got hurt really bad, so I'll save you.
Thank
John
you.
And Jeffrey, you guys are going to have to compile a story. You have to get from A to B, so I'm going to give you both of your destinations. You have to make it as funny as possible. And interesting, and the judges will be me and Joey. Joey, I want you to give John's scenario, and I'll give Jeffrey. Jeffrey, you are a lonely spoon salesman, but you are trying to go find the mystical crayon on Cranberry Lane. So I repeat that. You are a lonely spoon salesman. You are trying to go get the mystical crayon Cranberry Lane. And you're going to have I'm going to give you a certain time to tell your story. I'm going to say stop, then we're going to move on to John. First one to finish and make it the most funny wins. All right?
Jeffrey's Joey? Definitely going to win because, like we said,
hold on, I'm just writing down.
I'm not original.
Yo, wait, hold on. I don't even have a story for John.
Okay.
What?
If you can't think of one, I'll give him one.
All right. Here, Ian, if this isn't good, you just, you know, give him one because, you know, I'm terrible at, you know, improv stuff. All right, John. So you are a dragon, okay?
Oh, thank God.
A dragon that spits fire, okay?
Hey, where's his destination?
His destination
is Joey's house.
No, is Rap City, okay?
Okay.
So Detroit.
Okay, I'm gonna tell him the situation that I was gonna give him.
Okay.
He's a deep sea underwater scuba diver, but he always wanted to go be in the clouds.
You know, I like that one better. Let's just go with that
okay.
one.
Okay. So, John, you were a deep sea scuba salesman, whatever.
Who wants to be Dane.
Who wants to be in.
Too soon.
Wow.
Rip Dane.
I'm not even going to go into that story.
Guys, wait. Can we have a quick moment of silence for Dane?
No, John, shut up. No one's going to understand that. Okay, so you're a scuba diver who've always wanted to go into the clouds. So you have to somehow get into the clouds. You cannot use an airplane.
Oh, darn.
I don't think an airplane would work underwater.
Jeffrey, you're up. Go.
All right. So, the down strike again. Anyhow, as a lonely spoon.
You're done, John. Go.
Okay. So you know how when you go down in the water and like you just go low and then you propel up. I'm gonna do that, but then I'm gonna go so low the pressure's gonna.
Come on, it's a story. Listen, you guys don't understand. The story is basically: so I woke up one day as a adventurer going to the planet of the East, and I started walking along the street. And then Mrs. Cranberry.
And you gave me 5 fucking seconds.
In fairness, I gave you 10, but you just stuttered. I'm gonna try that again. Try not to have the downs.
Sorry,
Jeffrey, go.
Okay. As a lonely spoon salesman, you know, it's like being, like, Fallout 4, like, Vault Tech. Like, nobody loves you, nobody cares about you, and they could just go out to a store and buy what you're selling when they need it.
All right,
so,
John, go.
Once upon a time, I was...
Fuck you, Ian!
All right, can I still go?
You're on the time.
Okay, oh, Jesus. I wanted to go to this guy, and...
Right, Jeffrey, go.
Threw dolphins. Oh, God.
So, I was looking.
John,
I was saving enough money to buy the crayon on Cranberry Lake. Sat in the store, and it was just beautiful. It was a majestic, dark navy blue crayon, and it's what I've been for my entire life saving. All
right, John, go.
And
I rode a dolphin to the surface, and then I got swallowed by a pelican, and the pelican just took me higher and higher. But I'm too fat, so then the pelican couldn't carry me, and then we fell back to the ocean. I was like, darn.
That's the end of your story. Okay.
No. So then I got consumed by a whale, alright? And you know how the whales have the blowholes? And then the whale was just like...
Alright, Jeff, go.
And as I came across new sales, I walked up to this giant mansion as some shady guys were coming out the back. And they were, you know, it sounded like they were holding, like, I guess you could say...
Spoons?
And I knocked on his door. I said, hello, good gent, would you like some spoons, mate? He was like, yes, I would. Those men just took all
right,
of my spoons.
Go.
I was like,
then,
they're all of
okay,
me.
So the
like,
whale shot me out of his blowhole, and I'm flying up, right? And I'm about to touch the clouds, and then, like, I'm about to land on them, and then I realized, hey, I can't land on clouds. They're not solid objects. And then I fell back into the ocean, and I should have died. The end.
Your story was ass. Jeffrey, do you want to finish your story?
So as I grabbed the cash from the man, I leapt into my spoonmobile and sped off to Cranberry Lane. The problem is, where is Cranberry Lane? So I went off
the muffin
cash
man.
That I had, bought one of them fancy old fucking GPSs, typed in Cranberry Lane, and just zippy it on over to Cranberry Lane, up to the front door, threw open my door, slammed it closed, ran into the office. I would like to buy that crayon, sir. He's like, you don't have a fucking enough for that crayon. That is the most majestic navy blue crayon that you have ever seen in your life. I just take this fat wad of cash and go, wham, back on the desk. I'm like, this fat wad of cash is going to buy 3 of them crayons. He's like, whoa. All right, clearly you mean business. Fucking rushed up, popped it off the case, handed it over to me. I'll be right back with your other crayons, sir. Shuffled on back to the back room. You just hear the door open. Whee!
All right, Joey, go.
Different tappers in the back room.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Back up, throws out me some more crayons. I go home in my spoonmobile with some 3 navy blue, nice new crayons.
Navy blue? Isn't that our future colors?
No, never again. Kill yourself right now.
Sneak peek. Good job, Jeffrey. I'm proud. By the way, John, you got destroyed. Like, you got destroyed.
Yeah, that story was
how
awful.
Like, how Joey got destroyed by you.
Yes. Aww. Yeah, I couldn't. Like, how are you supposed to make a diver go to the sky, man? Like,
you're just a lonely. Listen, I can do this.
In the sea.
Let me do this. Shut up. I'm a lonely. Listen, this is going to be all off the top of my head, and I guarantee I can only say 2 words. It's going to be better than yours. I'm a lonely diver, right? And one day, I got really bored of my life. So I decided to take a walk. I found this crab, and he's like, oh yeah, Mr. Krabs. I'm like, hello, Mr. Crab. Can I go to the surface? And he grabbed me. He propelled me up, and now that I was on the surface, the clouds, keep in mind, the surface, I started looking around. There was a lonely sailor. His name was Captain Jack Sparation.
Sparation.
Copywritten infringement is a thing. I'm like, hello, Captain Jack Sparation. You take me to see Cloud God number 9? And he's like, no, I'm a pirate. And I never did reach the clouds. That was better than your story, John.
That was... The odds in the room is pretty damn high.
Yeah.
The IQ in this room is so goddamn low, I'm pretty sure a box of rocks could beat us in a stat.
Ian, you remember whenever you used to have those competitions between me and someone else, like how high our autism level is?
Mm-hmm.
What? What are you doing?
Back in 8th grade, I used to be like, we used to acquire how stupid they were by giving them grade values. So, like, if Joey was being really stupid, I'd give him grade A autism.
I remember, like, I got, like, there was this one time where I got, like, A++++ autism. I'm just like, I must be really fucking retarded.
Well, he was being stupid the entire day, but I asked him questions, and one time, I didn't want him to lower his autism score, so I was like, hey, what's better, PS3 or Xbox 360? He's a PS3 player, and he looked at me, he's like, you promise you won't tell any of my friends I said this? I said, it stays between me and you, and he's like, Xbox, and I was like, you now have D-grade autism. I could, like, basically manipulate Joey at that point. He'd be like, go give me your lunch, and I'll lower your autism grade. Okay.
Yeah.
Secretly marks it up a couple, because who gives someone else lunch for an imaginary thing?
Sadly. I used to be really fucking retarded. Then again, I still am, so.
You've gained some brain cells.
I mean, I know you. I know you're all
Let's go on to our next scenario here.
Hold on. Okay. Guys, before you do, I know you're going to miss me dearly. And
was mommy telling you to get off?
No. My show is on, and I want to watch my show.
Are you kidding me right now?
I mean, no, I'm not.
All right, John. We'll miss you.
All right, yeah. I mean, so enjoy talking smack on me about how terrible I am at podcasting once I leave.
Oh, we are. Don't worry. It's coming.
Don't worry.
John, when you get to this point, you know you should probably just plug your ears because it's about to drop.
Like, all right, note to future John, when you listen to the complete podcast, stop listening here unless you want your feelings to be hurt real, real bad and you'll cry yourself to sleep. So,
like, real bad.
All right, that's all I have for you, future John, and that's all I have for you guys, so thanks.
All right, thank you, John. And
thanks for coming on, John. We appreciate it. We appreciate your feels not being hurt too bad. So that fucking kid, eh?
Watch, John's still here.
John just, like, muted his mic, and he's just, like...
crying.
Has us, like, on full blast, and just has his show, like, lightly... or just on subtitles so he can read it, and then he hears some diss about us. He's like, fuck you say?
No.
And we're like, oh, dang. What we do... What do, man?
You know, sadly, I actually thought that was him.
It's like kind of lonely, you know.
Yeah.
Loss of presence.
You know what though?
Let's get us another scenario or Joey another question since I didn't get my notebook out and all I have is notes on JFK right here.
Oh, those are always good. All right, but you guys want another question or Ian? Do you have another segment?
I don't know. I think we should wrap up soon though.
Okay.
We've exceeded an hour. Let's do one more thing.
Okay, man.
No.
Joey?
Well, I have our notes on JFK. Come on, guys.
Well, first, John F. Kennedy wanted a car with a hood. But, alright, to the question.
You mean a roof?
That's what I meant.
His car had a hood.
Let's not talk about it. Let's just move on. Alright. So, what are some things that you wish that you'd known as a kid? Like, what do you want to tell the kids out there? Like, I don't know. If you only had 30 seconds to live, what would you say?
Don't trust any of these fucks.
Hold the
you
plug.
See these fucks around you? They will end your life. Not like kill you, but they're going to ruin it. Hard.
Thanks, Jeffrey. I love you, too.
I would say,
Well, Ian, you're dead. See? You didn't get to say anything.
Yeah. Sorry. All right. But, you know, what I would say is, like, don't get a girl pregnant while you're, like, 12.
If your age is on
the
clock.
Yeah, Joey made some mistakes.
If your age is on the clock, you're too young for the cock.
Yeah. It's like, don't get a girl pregnant while you're 12 and watch the TV show Flash. That's all you need in life.
Joey, can you tell us about your girlfriend that thinks you're your mom's girlfriend that thinks you're a coke dealer?
Oh,
yay, then we can have another drug story.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, first of all, her mom doesn't think I'm a drug dealer or a coke addict, whatever. All right, it's her friend's mom, okay? And her name is Shelby. That's her friend. Her name, my girlfriend's name is Jenna, all right? And her friend's mom thinks I'm, like, on crack, all right? Because she showed her a picture of
Why?
Because she showed her a picture of me, and she's like, oh, that kid's on crack. I'm just like, thanks. And, you know, I went to her birthday party, all right, like, actually,
caring boyfriend.
Saturday, okay? And I, like, met her mom, all right? And she was just like, hi, how are you? What's your name? I'm like, I'm Joey. And she's like, oh. And then she just, like, walked away.
The coke kid.
And then I was like, I went up to Shelby, all right? And she's just like, oh, so I hear you met my mom. I was like, yeah, does she still think I'm on crack? She's like, yes, most definitely. I'm like, all right, so next time I'll just introduce myself as a crack kid. And, you know, it's never going to change, I'm sure.
Jeffrey's on crack, according to my sister.
No, I'm not on crack. I'm a drug dealer, apparently, because I hang out with kids. Well, not even, like, hang out. Like, basically friends with everybody. Like, if you could say, like, hey, Lamal, Jeffrey, I'm your friend, basically. And, like, I'll talk to them and stuff. Not really recently. Only if I'm, like, in their class. I need, like, I'm in desperate need for autistic, like, entertainment, I guess you could say.
Okay.
But anyhow.
Alright, so Ian.
That's the only time I talk to them. And, like, Ian's sister, for some reason, thought I was a drug dealer. Like, I don't look like a drug dealer. Like, what makes you think I'm a drug dealer? I don't smell like anything. I'm clean. I don't wear anything that's, like, dead-o dirty or I'm not, like, shady at all about anything. And I'm, like, really loud and, like, you know, like, I don't, like, hide in the corner and be like,
crack,
you know? And I don't talk about, like, man, I'm going to go home and light up. I don't fucking say that.
All right, so.
Except for that time. But I'm at home, so it's okay.
So, Jeffrey, I just want to say I'm so happy that you brought up Ian's sister. Because, hey, Ian, guess what?
No, we're not telling that story this podcast.
Hey, Ian, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Boxica.
What does it mean? Find out all this and more on the next episode of EMC.
Da-da-da!
Jeff, are you ending it right now? Because don't.
Okay.
You guys want to break down the podcast and what we talked about? Just for the ending?
I was
just about to stop button, but you got me.
Okay. Joey, break us down.
Alright, so, you know, first we sang a terrible song that, you know, me and Ian, and I guess everyone crushed, you know, like, we were Fat Amy, alright, we crushed it.
Song by Bo Burnham, by the way.
Yeah. We're not sponsored by Bo Burnham.
He did not. Shut up, Joey.
Hopefully we do not get copyrighted.
We already got sponsors.
We don't have any sponsors. We're not sponsored by Bo Burnham. No one watches this podcast enough to be sponsored. Shut your mouth.
Or, you know, we're obviously sponsored by Deadpool.
This is wrong to say, Joey.
I'm sorry. No, we're not. All right. All right. But, yeah, we all crushed the song. I don't know. I got killed in a rap battle. John got killed in a story battle. Now,
how was it that Joey got so wrecked in the rap battle? What was the line? What was the good
Joey,
good line?
You are slowy.
Yeah,
you're slowy.
And you and
I need to write that down.
And like I don't even know. I was no like in my head. I had like a perfect one. All right, and I can't even remember it now. I was just like, yeah, I got this. I'm gonna come back. And I was just and you said Joey go. I'm like I fucked up.
Like me.
Joey, you are slowy.
You guys might be wondering, hey, these guys just posted their last podcast Wednesday. Well, not Wednesday, Tuesday.
Wow.
They posted Tuesday. Well, we have a simple explanation for that. We want to get back on schedule of posting Friday. So we did two this week.
Yeah. Yeah, so today is kind of like a day beforehand, just in case, like, you know...
Yeah.
I don't know, nuclear fallout or something.
Fallout 10.
World War 3.
Just so we have time to record Friday.
And Jeffrey's microwave.
Yeah, World War 3.
Microwave.
Featuring microwave. Jeffrey's microwave.
Featuring my microwave.
Yeah.
That permanently smells like popcorn because we cook so much popcorn in this house.
It's all right. So does mine. I love popcorn.
It's great.
All right.
Continue with the wind down. We're getting really distracted.
Yeah, we are.
Easy hard. Joey?
Alright.
Then we talked about, we discussed movies.
Yeah.
And I don't really know what we talk about the podcast. They kind of just show up and say words.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, basically.
And
then,
show up,
you know,
I mean, I created this, by the way. This is mine.
And then John left, and then that's really it.
Yep.
Well, John sent me a text message. You guys want to hear it?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hey, thanks for letting me do that tonight, dude. I had a lot of fun.
Wow. Oh, John, we love you.
Insult him.
Sorry, John, we love you. And on that note, I think we should end it.
What note, Joey? A treble clef or?
Bass clef.
Oh, bass clef. Jeffrey, anything else you want to add?
I'm gonna bang my head against the wall.
Wait,
John,
wait.
You can. I mean, Jeffrey, you can tell that story next podcast.
We're telling a lot of stories next podcast.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I don't think we're ever going to be doing that long of a song for an introduction of a podcast, because that was horrible.
No, please no.
No, that was like 6 minutes.
It was like 10 minutes. Because let me tell you how long we've been talking, like this. We've been talking now for 56 minutes.
That actually ain't that bad,
though. The podcast has been going for an hour and three.
Yeah, so we did quite a lot of singing.
Yeah, we
song.
Did.
Well, it was a great song, but we... It awfully.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
All right, guys. We'll check you later next time. It's Jeffrey. Then there's this kiddo, Ian. And
ew.
Joe.
Hey.
All
right, we'll see y'all next time.
See you guys.
PMC.